friends and only you.
Hello, mate.
Hiya, mate.
Oh, hiya, mate. That's all real zoned out there for a minute.
I was going to throw a curveball in then and say, buenos dias, see what Andrew does, but he might kill me.
That's not the way to start off a new year,
I know.
No, happy new year.
Happy new year.
Happy new year, you filthy animals.
Hey, what? Is it Feliz Navidad? You know that one?
Yeah, please not been dad.
How you doing? How's it been going? Are you still drinking?
I'm still getting over Christmas.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Had a good one?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, it was okay. Yeah.
Too much eggnog?
Yeah.
We're liking the eggnog now. I'm still eating sweets. Lots of chocolate. Not many beers, though, for me.
What is your things to do over Christmas? I don't mean like necessarily on the day, because it's like New Year's Day right now, but what have you been doing over Christmas?
My Christmases in years gone by was all about gigging and stuff, but in recent years it's like, nah, just chill, just feed up, watch TV, watch dodgy Christmas movies, you know, and chill out and drink. I mean, that's the time of the year, that's what everybody does.
Yeah, everybody drinks and gets fat, don't
you? Yeah, just eat and chill, don't you? Just watch all the Bridget Jones movies on TV. What about you, Andrew? We know you're watching, what do you call it, every day?
Muppets Christmas Carol.
Every day,
it's always there on in the background.
Yeah.
No, I've been working. Worked through it, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Anything? Not officiating yet, then?
What, weddings?
Yeah.
You've not broken that bit yet? No. I've not been asked.
I think you should.
No, I'd be good at that.
Yeah, 1,000,000%. Like Father Ted.
Oh, okay, all right. That's not what I was thinking, but there you go.
Father Ted.
Tell me you know who he is, Jordan.
Yeah, I know who Father Ted is.
Okay. New Year's resolutions, then. Talk to us.
I've got two New Year's resolutions.
Have you?
One for myself, and one for the podcast that. I've got one for myself and one for podcast.
All right.
Yeah, which one do you want first?
Well, either, doesn't matter. Go
Andrew?
For it.
The one for yourself.
Mm.
My one for myself is basically to stop doubting yourself, and if you want something, just go for it.
Well, you do go for it anyway. You've always gone for it.
Yeah. No, but
so what changed?
No, but like what I'm saying is,
that
I always second guess myself.
Yeah. You're a bit of an overthinker, aren't you?
Yeah, overthinking.
Yeah, that's
it. Yeah, overthinking. That's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah. And the one from my podcast is basically to interview more people, but try and make a better job this year of getting to the person who I really want to get to, which is Tom Syndicate.
Yeah, of course. Well, there's a fair few people. We've digressed really from the interview thing for a while, haven't we? That's something we need to get back on.
I want to do a bit more of that this year.
Yeah, definitely. I think we should do that.
Yeah.
1,000,000%.
Have you got any resolutions, Kevin?
My resolutions are probably the same as last year's resolutions. I don't know. I can't remember. I could never think of anything other than, you know, just keep at it. Wake up every day. If I can wake up every morning, then that's the result, isn't it?
Yeah.
Andrew, yours?
Yeah, I'm with you, really, as long as each day keeps happening.
Yeah.
All right. But as far as the podcast goes, I mean, like, we're now almost at 3 years.
Yeah.
So I think it's about time we step up a gear, don't you, Jordan?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've said that before.
So let's see what we can do this year.
Yeah.
So I've done a year with you. Mr. Bruton's done a year with you. So out of 3 years, that makes no sense. You must have done two with Scott. Is that right?
I don't know.
Did we?
Well, hang on. If you say 3 years, then I've done one. Scott must have done two.
He must have.
Yeah. So I must have done two.
Well, did we have a little hiatus somewhere in the middle?
I can't remember.
Okay, all right.
But what year? How many episodes are there? Where are we up to?
We're on episode 90 today.
Ooh. Are we going to do some for the big 100?
I don't know.
I'm sure we will.
Get some fireworks and stuff.
No. Yeah.
No,
we could ride
indoor
around
fireworks, boss man.
We could
what
ride
could
around.
Go wrong?
We could ride around naked on motorbikes. Like,
is that been fixed in your mind?
Hey,
or Christmas?
I might set that up. Hey, I might do that.
Yeah,
I really don't think you
I'm
going to
get
that.
You a tricycle,
right? No, you get me a tandem.
Oh, I meant to get you a Tommy Tippy bloody cup.
I wondered what you were
going to
say then.
Oh, I forgot all about it. Do you know what we need to talk about?
What?
I mentioned this a while ago. Over Christmas, all the soap operas.
Oh, yeah.
The places where you really don't want to live. Go on. What's been happening in soap opera land?
Well, it's kind of... I can talk about this, because it's taking place on one of the first few days in January.
Yes.
It's called Corriedale. Where two obvious souls.
Oh, they're merging them?
Yeah, merge. And
no
it's
way.
It was a big, long length episode. 60
Corriedale?
Minutes. Yeah, Corriedale, yeah.
And how's that coming about? Is the storyline on both soaps aiming to that week?
I suppose logistically, because Emmerdale's over in Yorkshire, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
And then Corrie's up here in Manchester.
Mm.
It kind of makes sense. Maybe they all meet on the M62 and have a fight or something.
I don't know.
Halfway point.
I don't know, but I wondered if PC Swirling might be involved.
Well, he might have been able to give us a bit of an inside scoop.
Because I know there's a fire and stuff.
Yeah.
And two characters from opposing soaps are pregnant, so something happens there, that's all I know.
Now, what's your theory there, Jordan?
No, I'm just saying, like, two characters from the different soaps are pregnant.
Okay.
So it involves them two.
Well, I was looking into this a while ago, you know, and I was thinking about where was the most dangerous place to live, soap opera-wise.
Yeah.
So, have you got any thoughts on that, John?
I'd say the East End.
The East Enders?
Yeah.
I don't know. What, is it between East Enders and Coronation Street, or are there others?
Well, all of them, I guess.
All
really.
Of them. Because Coronation Street's had a few disasters, hasn't it?
Yeah. Well, according to Tinternet, Coronation Street have had 242 deaths.
Wow.
Over the years.
It doesn't seem that lot, does it? It doesn't seem on the right lot, does it?
242 deaths in Coronation Street. Mate, I'd move.
No, but if you're looking at it as a number, that's what I'm saying.
I am looking at it as a number.
Yeah.
It's 242.
Yeah, I know, but it doesn't sound that high.
Does it not?
No.
Right. EastEnders, 229 deaths they've had.
Oh.
And they've only been going off as long, haven't they, as Coronation Street?
Yeah. I think this is right. 1985, I think
what?
They started.
When EastEnders started?
Yeah.
When did Brookside start?
Brookside, mate. I don't watch that.
Never saw it.
But do you remember it?
No.
Brookside. You know of it?
I know of it, but I don't like know anything about it.
That's actually coming back, that one, by the way. So, EastEnders is actually the most dangerous place to live, by the looks of it, with deaths of 5.73 a year.
Yeah. East End of London, isn't it?
Yeah. Hollyoaks is also notorious for frequent deaths, with hundreds.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the actual stats are Coronation Street... It has the lowest rate of 3.77 deaths a year. EastEnders, 5.73 deaths a year. Emmerdale, 3.82 a year.
Yeah.
And the key points, just to let you know, Coronation Street has the most overall deaths, but EastEnders has killed off characters at a faster pace.
Mm.
Did it?
Oh.
Don't move to the East End.
Okay. I wasn't planning to. Shall we do show and tell?
Go for it. Show and tell, what is it? What you got, John? Hiding down the back of the sofa there.
Oh!
Oh!
Right.
Big brown envelope.
In this envelope is proof of ownership of something.
Oh!
Well, shares.
I've got an envelope in my hand, Andrew.
Aye.
Proof of ownership of something. Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a racehorse!
Is it real?
Yeah!
Are we sure it's not a donkey you've bought?
No.
Hang on, how many legs is that? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Looks a bit like Shergar to me.
5. That's where it's been all this time. It's been in Jordan's garden. Is that the horse?
I took that out last night.
Certificate of ownership proudly presented to Jordan Anderson. You are now a shareholder. Yeah. And she's delighted.
She's delighted.
I thought you made that up.
No.
Amazing.
What am I?
Oh, hang on, it says the horse is going to die on the 30th of November, 2026.
Oh, God.
That's what it says. Syndicate term ends the 30th of the 9th, 2026.
Yeah. Mate. Yeah, so that's mine.
Yeah. Nice.
Nice.
Absolutely amazing.
Can we bring the horse in 1 week?
It's going to be like a team you thing. It's going to be all that big.
Ask me that question again, Andrew.
Which one?
About bringing the horse in.
Can we bring the horse in?
Nay.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
That's amazing. Well done you, mate.
Thank you.
Do you get to ride it?
No.
No. You'd make a great jockey.
why don't you pitch to be in the Grand National?
No.
How do you get in the Grand National, if you wanted to get in the Grand National?
I don't know.
Come on, you should know stuff like this.
Jump over the fence.
But you know horses, don't you?
I think you have to apply for tickets.
No, I meant actually racing the horse, mate.
I don't know, mate. I don't know how you enter. I don't know how you enter, like, for places and that.
That's amazing, that. Right, you ready for mine?
Yeah.
Go on.
Mine's actually off the other week. We were talking about going to the West End, East End. No, West End.
Yeah.
And we were talking about when we saw Scott Bruton back in the day.
Aye.
Lovely Scott doing a show.
Oh, hold on.
That's it. What's going on?
Where's that, where's that come from?
It's not my fault.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I over there.
I'm leaving that in.
I was reaching to find your button, your photo, and the button went off. Sorry, I've got your photo in front of me.
So, before I was rudely interrupted by DJ Ray Charo, I was saying about when I went to the West End and saw Scott.
Yeah.
And remember me telling you about the photographs we were taking?
Yeah.
And we almost got thrown out. Well, I'll send you the photograph so you can have a look.
Oh.
Of Scotty in the middle of the stage.
The same, in the middle of the stage.
Doing his thing.
No way.
Yeah. So well done, that man. So that's my show and tell. Great weekend that was.
But can you remember most of it?
No, not really, because we were incredibly drunk.
Right, okay.
Not on eggnog. You like that, Andrew?
Very impressed.
Good.
Very good.
Shall we do a joke of the week?
If you'd like.
If you'd like. Here's
another joke of the week. Right, brand new year, episode 90. Jordan, you're behind. You're on 28 points. Kevin, you're on 31. Let's see how we go today. Come on, Jordan.
Come on, John. I'm rooting for you.
Okay. I should have done this one at Christmas, but I didn't.
Why? Why?
There's an advent calendar. I'll start that one again, shall I?
Are you still secretly taking sips of eggnog here?
No.
Yes.
It's deteriorating minute by minute.
Yes.
There's an advent calendar for Jehovah's Witnesses.
Right.
Right.
And behind every door, you open it and somebody tells you to piss off.
Okay.
Yeah, quite nice that. I like that. You ready for mine?
Yeah.
Can I ask you both, why do birds fly south in the winter? Why do birds fly south?
I don't know. Why do they?
Because it's too far to walk.
Oh, God. Jordan, 29 points. Kevin, 31.
Oh.
Well done, Jordan.
Woo! Happy New Year.
Stuff you, Jordan.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.